Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Afternoon, rodeo fans and making eight maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on making8.com. Want to thank everybody for tuning in here today. Looks like we got some folks still trying to get on board here with us, and we sure do appreciate you. We had some issues last night as well, but I got to tell you, we had over 420 live listeners last night. Big show for us. Sure do appreciate it. And, you know, we just keep growing. We sure do appreciate everybody for jumping on there with us. We've actually got some newcomers here. And make sure to get over and add us to your favorites. Make sure to like us and, you know, make sure to stay tuned with us here on Twitter and on Facebook as well. Do not forget to go over and check out making8.com now. Wow, looks like Miss Wealthy66 finally made it on board. Welcome. I know that you had some issues last night, and we're running into some issues today. Glad to see you getting here on board with us. We've also got some guests in there, and want to remind you that if you are not a member of Blog Talk Radio, it doesn't cost you anything. You just sign up, build you a little profile type deal there. You can jump on board with us and jump on down here to the chat room. Although you're logged in as a guest, you can always see what's going on, but you can't actually reply. And let me tell you, we've got some great guests lined up here this up and coming week. We've got some great things happening here on making8.com. Now, this is our final week of 2010. We are winding things down here. It has been a fantastic year thanks to you, Making 8 Maniacs. We could not have done all of this without you. Obviously, last night we had a PRCA NFR qualifier, Matt Bright, a bareback rider, joined us on the show. It was our first bareback rider that we had on board with us, and we sure do appreciate him taking the time out here and hanging out with us here on making8.com. And we had a great time with him. I know you Making 8 Maniacs really sent him a lot of thank yous out there, and we sure do appreciate it. We are less than 2 weeks away, rodeo fans, bull riding fans, PBR fans. That's right. 2 weeks away. We are less than 2 weeks away. We are days away from the PBR kicking off 2011. They are going to be invading New York City coming up. And we know that we've got some of the Making 8 Maniacs that are going to be joining us. No, Miss Kat Johnson's going to be out there. I want to remind you guys that if you're going to be up there in that area, make sure to contact Kat Johnson. You can get a hold of her on Facebook. You can get a hold of her on Twitter. Make sure to link up with her, and you guys can all get together and send us Making 8 Maniacs that won't be up there a bunch of tweets. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on. We want you guys to keep us informed. It's great watching it on Versus, but we want to hear from you guys live at the event. It will be fantastic. Absolutely love it. So we got some things rolling this week. It's going to be kind of touch and go. We're still waiting to confirm what our schedule is going to be like this week. And know we're going out to Okeechobee. Hopefully going to be sitting down with Joe Beaver. Also going to have Shane Hanchy back with us. And, you know, we'll talk with him about being, you know, being out there at the NFR and how he did. We know we had him on the show just last week. And, man, what a great time that is. What a great young guy. You know, I mean, these guys that are out there rodeoing for a living, you know, guys like Matt Bright, Shane Hanchey, as well as the PBR guys. I mean, we had Austin Meyer on board with us, McKinnon Wimberly, Mesa Pate, you know, one of the brightest and youngest up-and-coming stock contractors out in the business. We're joining us here on our shows during the off season. We do still look to have a few more join us here before the season gets underway. And even when the season does get started, we want to hear from you guys. We want you guys to be tuning in and checking us out. Make sure to keep spreading the word about making8.com. You guys have got to get over and tell your friends. Get over and post it on your Facebook. Post it on your Twitter. Tell all your Making 8 fans or your friends to get over and follow us. I'm telling you, it's going to be an exciting year. We've got a bunch of events that we're going to be looking to broadcast this year, so it's going to be wild, and you guys are just going to have to get a grip with us. It won't all be easy, I can promise you that, but we are going to have fun regardless. So, with that being said, let's take our first break here, and we got to tell you that our first break is brought to you by none other than Kat Johnson at katjohnson.net. Make sure to go check out her books. It's Not Your Mama's Romance. Let's start things off here. It is Monday here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, and we would not be able to get things started right for our work week, because we know that a lot of you are back at work. Without a little bit of Mark Chestnut, and it sure is Monday, let's go out there and get a grip and have some fun right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't go anywhere, maniacs. We'll be right back.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed, my feet still twitching to the music in my head. Saturday and Sunday, but it's all over now, and the show is Monday. Oh,
if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you're riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, 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 back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, back. On your back, back, back.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Makin8.com. That's right. And, of course, we had to throw some extra songs out there for you. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, we actually had one of the youngest stock contractors in the bucking bull industry join us on the show, and that was, of course, Miss Mesa Pate. Had an opportunity to sit down with her for a little bit and talk with her. What a great young stock contractor. But that kind of opened the door up for us to kind of explore and see what's going on in the world of stock contracting and get a chance to meet some of these other stock contractors. And while we were out in Vegas, we actually ran into one, and you all might know him quite well. His family has been in the bucking bull industry for quite some time, and that is Mr. Chad Berger. So what we did was we actually contacted them via Facebook and Twitter, which they do have, and we actually found somebody. Now, with Chad Berger Bucking Bulls, it is actually more of a family-run business. They've been in the business since 1960s, and what we did was we sat down and actually met up with Chad Berger's daughter, who is much more prettier to look at than Chad himself. So we're going to bring on one of the young ones in the stock contractor business, following in her dad's footsteps, and Sadie Berger. So, Sadie, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Thank you.
So,
glad to be here today.
Well, you know what? We're glad to have you here. And we've got some of our Makin' 8 Maniacs, some of our fans out here in our chat room right now. And they're definitely sending you a big old howdy. And we are glad that you're able to join us. Now, I know that you have a Facebook and a Twitter, which we've seen some of your links. Kind of wants is where we want to get started with this is you were talking leading up to the holidays, having a lot of your family there and being able to spend them together for Christmas. We wanted to know what dinner is like at the Berger household.
Well, it gets pretty crazy. This year we had our Thanksgiving down at my grandpa's ranch, which is, I mean, you can't even imagine what it's like there. It's rodeo history, bull riding history at its best. There's bulls out of Skull's Yellow Jacket, Little Yellow Jacket, cows, and everything out of them. And so to be out there is just, it's a treat. It's really exciting to see all that stuff. And so we went out there for Thanksgiving, and then we went to, my grandparents have a place in town. Well, they're actually divorced, but they still hang out all the time. They're pretty good friends. And my grandma's house in town is where we spent Christmas. And it's pretty dang interesting to listen to the conversations or to get involved in the conversations, because everybody has their own opinion, and it's really funny.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, you guys have, I know you and I were talking just before the show, you guys actually have over 200 head of bulls that you guys buck throughout the year, correct?
Yeah, at our place, my dad, Chad Berger Bucking Bulls, we have roughly 200 bulls.
Wow. And but not all of them are actually up in North Dakota, which is where you guys are located, correct?
No, we have 31 bulls in Oklahoma, and that's kind of our main head of bulls that we take to the Built for Tough and some PRCAs and whatnot. And we have 46 head in Nebraska with a guy named Kenny Behringer, who takes really good care of them, and it's just nice to have them be able to go to different bull ridings besides just in North Dakota or PBRs. And then we actually have some in Montana with a guy named Philip Holter, who's another stock contractor.
Wow. So you guys are kind of spread out all over the U.S. And
very spread out.
You guys have had a very successful operation there. In 2007 and in 2008, your dad was actually named Stock Contractor of the Year, correct?
2007, 2008, and 2009. He's a three-time PBR stock contractor of the year.
Wow.
And then
three
2010.
Times. Yeah, that's three times consecutive.
Yeah, yep.
Wow. And, you know, that actually brings up one of my questions. How many bulls have you guys owned that have actually been Bucking Bull of the Year?
Well, my grandpa had Little Yellow Jacket, which he was a three-time PBR Bull of the Year, I believe three times. And then in 2009, I believe, Cold Blue, which my dad was partners on with Rick Wagner and Jimmy Walton, he was the Bull of the Year, and that was one of the two Bull of the Years that we had.
Wow. So I've got to ask you, what is your favorite bull?
If I had to tell you, my favorite all-time bull that we've had is a bull called Scaredy Cat. He's not really on tour anymore, but he just a cool bull and jumped real high in the air, and he just had a real cool look about him. But right now, I would have to go with probably Big Tex. He's a cool bull. I like him.
Yeah. Now, you guys have also, you guys just took Big Tex out to the NFR, correct, in Las Vegas?
Yep. He had two outs at the NFR. And he looked really good both outs, and he's good to see him bucking again since PBR finals, he had a break.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that we're going to see Big Tex a lot this year. When is the first event you guys are actually taking some of your bulls to?
New York City will be the first event this season.
Okay.
Yep.
So you guys
– And then
go ahead.
It just varies from there, because I suppose it goes straight to New York, from New York to California, and that's a long haul for the bull. So they'll go to New York, and then they probably won't go to Sacramento and Anaheim, just because that's a long ways for them to go in such short time.
Right, right. I understand that. Well, I know that you guys are, really looking forward to the 2011 season. Do you guys have a ballpark figure of how many events you guys plan on taking some of these bulls out to?
I couldn't tell you. It, It just depends. My dad tossed a Cody Lambert on, I suppose, when the season's going on a weekly basis. He talks to him and they discuss which events and how many bowls and which bowls that he's going to take them to. And it really just depends on location when it comes to the southern states. Well, the stock there, there's plenty of bowls down there, so he usually doesn't take them to some southern events. But he'll go to the Ironman, of course, just because it's a big event. And it just really depends. I really don't know how many events we'll go to this year.
Yeah. Well, now, I know that we had obviously we see your dad on the camera when they're out there at these Built Ford Tough Series events and things like that. But what is Sadie's position in the Chad Berger Bucking Bull business?
Well, I talked to you earlier about that, and I'm kind of the all-around person when it comes to this. We all have a part in the business, and we all do something. But my part would probably be, when I'm home, I'm a full-time college student, so I'm 100 miles from the house in a big rodeo town, big rodeo school and stuff like that. Well, when I'm home, I try to help out with the bulls, doctor them if they need to be doctored, feed them, whatever my sister or dad tells me to do. And then I do a lot of the computer stuff, like getting the word out there about our bucking bulls, advertisements, merchandise. I do inventory for merchandise. I do kind of everything that he needs me to do.
Right. Well, and we know that you guys do a lot of work behind the scenes, because we do see you guys out there a lot on your Twitter and on your Facebook and things like that, being able to update. What are those links that they can go to in order to – I know that you guys have some fan pages up, correct?
Oh, yeah. And there's – well, I don't know why, but he has a couple of Facebook fan pages. But he has – his Facebook has 5,000 friends, so he can't have any more. So there's Chad Berger – I believe if you just type in Chad Berger fan page is on Facebook, and that's his fan page that he runs. And then on Twitter, it's just Chad Berger.
Right. Okay. Well, we have got to make sure that we're keeping in contact and that we're able to follow you guys. You guys also sell bulls, and you also sell some of the semen, correct?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I don't really – there's semen on quite a few bulls, especially some of our older bulls that don't buck anymore. Copperhead Slinger, Juices Wild. And then on bulls like Big Tex and Yellow Jacket Jr. And, yeah, my dad, he's been selling quite a few bulls. And then he gets a lot of calls to buy bulls. That, if anybody gets calls on bulls, it's that guy. He gets more videos and more phone calls and more magazines than anyone I've ever met.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
Yeah, crazy.
Now, we talked about Little Yellow Jacket is actually was owned by your grandfather, correct?
Yellow Jacket was raised by my grandfather.
Okay. And you guys also have Little Yellow Jacket Jr., correct?
It's Yellow Jacket Jr. See, Little Yellow Jacket, his sire was Yellow Jacket. And
okay.
Little Yellow Jacket and Yellow Jacket Jr. would be brothers, you could say.
Gotcha.
They're out of the same
okay.
sire.
All right. So yeah, we had to correct that. I know that they actually had an article posted about Yellow Jacket Jr. And I believe that that's probably going to be one of the next up and coming bulls that we're going to see there. Was he at the PBR finals this year?
He was at the PBR finals and the NFR. Yellow
right.
Jacket Jr.
Excellent. And I think that now, how old is he?
You know, I couldn't even tell you, probably a five-year-old bull, I would assume.
Right.
You know,
so there's still
around, what's that?
No, there's still several years left in that bull. I mean, we'll still see him out there for the next year or so, correct?
Oh, yeah, he should still be around. He's still got it in him, and he can still buck pretty well. So, yeah, he should be out there for quite a while.
Excellent. And we actually have some of our fans posting up the link to the Chad Berger fan page right now on Makin8.com, so or on our chat room, so they're able to so our fans are able to get over, your fans are able to get over and actually follow you guys. a little bit more.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, are you guys going to be posting up just some of the events that you guys plan on going out to, and maybe a list of what bulls you're taking out there to those events?
Yeah, for sure. I'm really going to try to this season be really involved with doing that stuff for my dad as much as I possibly can. I also, besides his Facebook and Twitter, I have my Facebook and Twitter where I do a lot more updating than him. And a friend of mine got me into blogging. She just thought it'd be a cool thing because we, now that we don't see each other as much like we did in high school, blogging is a way to stay connected. Well, I started blogging, and I do blog about stuff like that on my blog.
Okay. Now, where can they find your blog?
There actually is a link on my Facebook, or it's just sadieberger.blogspot.com.
Okay. You know, and it's actually kind of interesting that you mentioned that, because we also have a blog page set up on Making8.com. It's called Blogtown, and we would absolutely be happy to have you over. We'll have to talk after the show, and I can get you set up on how to log in. And we could get you set up where you could post your blogs right here on Making8.com so our fans could follow your blogs there as well.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be a lot of fun. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, we would certainly love to do that. Now, you had mentioned that you're in school. What are you actually studying in school?
My major right now. See, my plan was to go to school at Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas this fall, and plans changed. My dad couldn't let me go. And so my major there would have been business administration with an emphasis in marketing. And then I was going to minor in broadcasting, public relations, and journalism. Well, I can't do that at the school I'm at now. So my major right now is business administration, and my minors are in marketing and management. And what I plan to do with that is, for a long time I've wanted to work with bulls and the business and stuff like that, more so on the business side. So I'd like to be a marketing manager for PBR, PRCA, CBR, something like that, and then work with the family business and have some of my own bulls.
Right on. So you do look to follow in your dad's footsteps and your grandfather's footsteps and owning a bucking bull industry, right?
Yeah, for sure. I would really like to do that.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I got to tell you, Sadie, that's pretty impressive, you know. And of course, do you think, or have you actually sat down and talked at all with Mesa Pate?
Oh, yeah. Mesa and I have known each other for quite a while. Years back, she became friends on MySpace, and she did an interview on Reese Cates, and we, I don't know, kind of became friends after that, I guess. And, yeah, I mean, I know Mesa, and I don't know, we haven't really talked too much about bulls, but we just talk and say, hey, how are you? And your bulls look good today, and that kind of talk, small talk.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I ask is because, you know, I mean, obviously she's one of the biggest names as far as being a young female stock contractor, you know, in the business. And of course, with her, you know, with her bulls being out on the Built for Tough series and things like that, I was just wondering if that has anything to do with her. She gives you that motivation to say, well, if Mesa Pate can do it, I know that I can do it, especially given my family history, you know, and you know, the burger bucking bull business.
Well, I totally, Mesa's awesome. She's done a really great job. Proud of her. She's done really well. But I actually have had the motivation for a lot longer than I can imagine. My sister actually is where I've got my motivation to do stuff with bulls, because she's behind the scenes. You don't know that she does everything, but she runs Chad Burger Bucking Bulls. She does everything with the bulls. She handles them. She takes care of them. I mean, she knows those bulls better than anybody else, and that's where my motivation comes from, is to be like her. And if you ever read Western Horseman, which Mesa Pate does some writing for, she wrote an article on my sister. I don't know how long ago, but it's a pretty neat article, and she talks about how what my sister has done for the bull industry and how she's a pretty good hand.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Now I've got to ask you though. I mean, I've seen the pictures. I've been to the website and I've seen the pictures of both you and your sister. I mean, you know, to know how much of a family affair this is. why do they always put your dad on the camera? I mean, he is not as good looking as you young ladies. Why wouldn't they want to put you guys on there?
Oh, he's a front man. That's what we call him for our business. He's the CEO and the face of Chad Berger, Buck and Bowls, and we're just the behind the scenes workers. People don't know as much about.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, they're missing out. If you guys have not got over to see Miss Sadie or her sister, you guys have got to get over there and follow them on your Twitter, follow them on Facebook, and stay connected with them because you guys have a big part in the Chad Berger Bucking Bull business. And, you know, I think that we're going to see you all's names in there for a long time to come, and we look forward to that.
Yeah, we really look forward to it. And we're glad that you people are listening, all you fans and friends and everybody. It's really awesome to get everybody involved, and it shows how great our industry and our rodeo bull riding family is.
It really is, you know, and it is, you know, and that's why, you know, it really caught my eye when I saw your some of your website stuff and when it talked about being a family affair. You know, I mean, rodeos are, you know, they're a family affair. You know, I mean, really, we, you know, my wife and I, we've always said that, you know, I mean, our family, our second family is our rodeo family, and we do have a huge family. And, you know, that's one thing that we enjoy about the rodeo community is that, you know, we all do come together and you know, we share a common interest in the sport. But we, you know, we always look out for each other. We're, you know, we are a true family. I mean, everybody's willing to help each other out. And that's what we want to see continue in these, you know, in the sport. We want to see the sport continue that way because it, you know, it just means so much, you know, to all of us. And that's what helps drive the sport and makes it what it is today is, you know, and folks like yourself. I mean, you know. You can't go to another sporting event and have the contact that we do in the bull riding industry and the PBR and the PRCA. You just can't get close to these athletes. And, you know, we actually in the chat room, we actually saw one of our fans actually got to meet Big Tex out there in Connecticut.
Yeah, I was reading that.
You know? Yeah, you know, and that's really one of the key things as well is, you know, for us to be able to get close and see the animals that we do and how well you guys take care of them and get to understand them, not just see them go out there and buck on TV. I mean, you know, they're a huge part of the rodeo industry and the bull riding industry, especially these bucking bulls, you know. So for us to have an opportunity to get up close and spend time with you guys, talk with you on our radio shows, and then get these tours when we get out there to see you, it just means so much. I mean, you guys are just wonderful, and we love what you guys are doing for us as well.
Well, thanks, and I completely agree with that. I've given speeches at school a lot where it's, you know, you could be part of the NBA or the NFL and stuff like that, but the family that you make and your rodeo family, it's totally something different, and the people in our industry are just really amazing people.
Yeah, absolutely. So that kind of actually brings up, you and I were talking, and you had made mention that you were going to try to major in broadcasting, or you're going to try to have that as your second major. Are you going to still try to pursue that avenue? You going to try to get into some broadcasting?
Yeah, I'd really like to. I think it was Billings, Built for Tough, last year, where I can't even think of his name, but he's one of the main versus guys, and he's just a great guy. And I had some experience doing score calling at the event. You sit behind the chutes and you wear headphones, and if the judge's score can't be delivered to the other judge, then I'd have to say it on the mic. Well, I got to talking to him on there because he kind of was our boss on that. And he actually was going to have me do a little filming at the event, but I kind of chickened out and said, oh, I don't know. But that's definitely something I'd be interested in is doing broadcasting, interviewing, things like that, because I really do like that kind of stuff, and I'm into that.
Very cool. Well, you're going to have to stay up with Making8.com as well then, because we could certainly help you out with that. And I don't know, I'm sure you obviously know Brendan Clark has a live video stream that he does once a week from his house. And us us as well. You know, we get out to these events, and hopefully we'll be able to meet up with you guys here real soon and be able to sit down, and we'll do some of that type of interviewing, and we would love to have you be a part of that. I think it would be really, really cool.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Well, I don't want to hold you up for the rest of your day, but I certainly appreciate you taking time out, Sadie, to talk with us, talk with the Making 8 fans, the PBR fans. I know we're all excited about the 2011 season, which actually gets underway here in just a couple days. I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away from New York City, and I know you guys are looking forward to it, and the Bulls are getting excited, and they're ready to go. You've got them down there in that warmer weather right now and just exercising and getting ready to go, huh?
Yes, sir. They're ready to buck some Bulls. They miss it, and they're all ready. And Tuesday, our Bull Hall and Bubba, they'll be heading out on Tuesday for New York City, so we'll be watching out for them. And be sure to cheer them on. Sure hope they do well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And all the fans, actually, I don't know if you can see in the chat room, but they are they're excited. They appreciate you taking the time out to join us here today. And we'll stay in touch. You know, we'd love to keep up with you during the year, and we'll find out how your Bulls are doing and certainly be pulling for the Chad Berger Bucking Bulls this year. Love to see Big Tex come back and really make a name and, you know, compete for that Bucking Bull of the year as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for all you listeners out there. I hope you guys have a great day and a happy new year, and thanks for having me.
Same to you, Sadie. Take care, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, they're Making 8 Maniacs. There it was, Miss Sadie Berger, one of the Chad Berger Bucking Bull partners, I guess you could say. It is a family business, and, you know, so for us to be able to sit down and talk with them and find out how their Bulls are doing are absolutely fantastic. You know, earlier this year we started off, we were going to North Carolina. We were covering a lot of Tom Teague Bulls. This year we had Mesa Pate join us on our Lunch Hour Rodeo show, and, of course, now we had Sadie Berger of Chad Berger Bucking Bulls join us. So, you know, you guys are getting a really good opportunity to be able to sit down and talk with these stock contractors and be a part of it, you know. So you guys make sure to get over and follow them on their Twitter, follow them on Facebook. Just like Sadie said, that she has her blog postings that she has up, and we're going to get with her and see if we can't get those posted over on making8.com as well. On our blog town. So you guys got to be a part of that. You know, you guys have got to get over and post some comments, check things out. You know, we're less than 2 weeks away. We're less than 2 weeks away, Making 8 Maniacs, from this season getting underway. And we're excited about it. We're fired up. We're ready to go. And I can tell you that just as 2011 is going to be exciting for the PBR, it's going to be exciting for the PRCA, it's going to be exciting for you fans. It's also going to be really exciting for Making 8. I cannot tell you how excited we are. We have got a lot of things that we are working on, and, you know, we're not going to quite let on just yet about what we're doing, but I can tell you we've got some big things in the works. We've got some events we're going to be getting out to broadcast. We've got some guests that are going to be joining us on our shows. We've got some things that we're going to be doing to promote other organizations within the rodeo community. We got some ways for you, the Making 8 Maniacs, to be involved with us a lot more closely. So we're working on some things right now. You better get a grip. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we are certainly looking forward to it. So you guys continue to keep up with us, and please continue to spread the word about us, because it's going to get wild. We're going to have a lot of fun. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We still got about 20 minutes left in our show, and I know it's been a while, but we have got some cowboy logic coming at you right here at the end of our show, so don't go anywhere, Making 8 Maniacs. We're going to take another short break, and, of course, this break will be brought to you by Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. So make sure to go check them out. They've got a fan page set up on Facebook as well. Make sure to go friend them. We know that Miss Shannon and her husband, Tim, are actually on their way back from Gatlinburg. They finally made it down out of the snow, and they're heading back up to Independence, Kentucky. So you guys make sure to go follow them on your Facebook. Don't go anywhere, Making 8 Maniacs. We're going to wrap things up when we come back.
okay, 'cause he's got his eye on that $1 million prize, and it's just Saturday. But the bull no longer ain't the county fair. It ain't a soldier, it ain't no act. Mafioso used everything he's got to put the cowboy on his back.
Time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. That's right. We're ready to gear things up. I mean, you know, we're winding things down here in 2010. We have had a great year. Thank you to all of you Making8 fans that have been tuning in, checking out Making8.com, following us on our shows. We've had over 30,000 listens to our show this year. We've also had over 100,000 hits on our website. We look to make that a lot more. So you guys make sure to stay tuned with us. We're going to be throwing a whole lot more at you on our website. Make sure to go check out our links. Go check out some of our friends, some of our partners that we have here on Making8.com. We have really established a great foundation for you, the bull riding, or you, the rodeo fans, to be able to stay in tune and find what you guys really want within the rodeo community. Everything that we have, we support. We want you guys to support as well. They're all in the rodeo community. We've got great authors like Kat Johnson out there. We've got her links posted up. If you guys are interested in, reading those hot romance novels that pertain to the rodeo industry, make sure to go check out her books. We have got great partners like Backstretch Gallery that have some beautiful artwork that they can, custom make to your liking, and they can frame them and that type of thing. So make sure to go check out them. Their links are up on our website. We also have a lot of friends and partners. We've got some of our good friends in Ride Rank for a Cure out there. Make sure you guys go and check them out. Support them as well. It's real important that you continue to do that throughout the seasons, even if it's just going over, following them on your Facebook, following them on your Twitter. And it looks like we actually have a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't jump over there and talk to him here. We've got about just under 15 minutes left in our show here. You're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, 940 area code.
Hello, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This would be Miss Donna Davis, wouldn't it?
Are you sure it's not Dawn?
I am positive it is not Dawn. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. I just want to let all those maniacs know what an awesome job you did for my grandkids. They are still talking about it. They're still jumping around the house. For all you folks out there, Scott played Santa Claus, even though he was from the South Pole. And my grandkids are grinning from ear to ear. They just thought that was so cool. Wanted to know how in the world Santa Claus knew their number and was able to call them on Christmas Eve. It was just fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you what, that actually made my Christmas Eve as well. And for some of the Making 8 maniacs that don't know, I did put an offer out there that I would actually call some of these young kids and be Santa Claus for them and give them an opportunity to talk with Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Absolutely enjoyed it. It made my night. It really did. And to be a part of that and be able to call you guys, especially yours, Donna, because I know that your grandkids actually have their dad overseas in Afghanistan right now. So that was a real special for me to be able to do that for them. Did they actually get a chance to talk with their dad on Christmas Day?
Yes, they did. They were able to Skype him. He was able to watch them. We turned the video camera around, and he was able to see them actually open up all their presents. It was fantastic.
Excellent, excellent. That is awesome, you know. And we definitely, obviously, have your son, your son-in-law, in our prayers. We're definitely keeping him in our thoughts, and as well as your grandchildren, you know, because it takes a lot for them to be able to, deal with that emotion of not having their dad around all the time, you know, because he is overseas, and he's over there for a good cause, you know, and that's obviously supporting our freedom. And allowing us the opportunity to do what we're doing. So we sure appreciate it and very glad that you guys had a great Christmas out there and definitely look forward to it. We'll do it again next year. I loved it. Had a lot of fun.
When he called on Skype Christmas morning, that was the first thing the 9-year-old granddaughter said. That's what Santa Claus was talking about. That was his special gift.
That's excellent. That is excellent. Well, yeah, We will certainly try to set up something like that. Well, maybe we'll put it up on the website for next year. We'll try to get out there. I've got to work on my voice just a little bit. How did my voice sound? Did I sound like Santa Claus?
Sounded great. All the kids, I mean, the looks on their faces told the whole story. I wish I'd have videoed it. It was great.
Oh, I know, right? We would have loved to have had it, too. That would have been great. We would have posted it up on the website. But, yeah, we'll definitely do something like that again next year. It really did mean a lot to us, and we're just proud to be able to be a part of your guys' family during that Christmas Eve. It meant a lot to us.
We really appreciate it, Scott.
All right, Donna. Well, hey, listen, you have yourself a fantastic New Year. Are you at work right now?
I'm on my way back. I had to run by the house. I'm on my way back now.
Okay. Well, we want to make sure that you to let you guys know we're going to be doing some video broadcasting and stuff coming up within this week as well as this weekend, hopefully. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Make an 8 for it.
You know that.
All right, Miss Donna. Well, take care of yourself and have a great New Year.
All right, you too.
All right. All right, they're Making 8 maniacs. That's right. You never know what you're going to get with Making 8 here. You know, we'll even play Santa Claus. And we did have a little bit of a southern drawl that came out there a little bit. So, yeah, we had to say Santa Claus was from the South Pole. But we had a great time. And want to let you guys know that, like I said, you know, who knows what'll happen next year. We may do the same thing again. We'll set up an information center. We even might have a call center type thing where you guys can call us and we'll get things linked up and make sure that we can talk to your kids or your grandkids for Christmas. It was wonderful, and we definitely will do it again. So we got about 9 minutes left in our show. They're Making 8 Maniacs. We got to let you know that we have got some cowboy logic for you today. Today's cowboy logic is going to be brought to you by Miss Melanie. You see her out there in the chat room. She has been on me to send out this cowboy logic for the day, and I apologize that we're just now getting to it, but we have just been so busy with these, you know, some of these other things that are going on, we just have not had an opportunity. She's been hounding me since Vegas to get this cowboy logic out. So We're going to send you some Cowboy Logic, courtesy of Miss Melanie. That's right, and we sure do appreciate it there, Miss Melanie. But her Cowboy Logic for the day is this: make the wrong thing difficult and make the right things easy. So there is your Cowboy Logic for the day. Looks like PBR Get Tough, Mr. Cowboy Dave, is taking off for the day. Want to say a big old shout-out to you, buddy, and hope you have a great Monday. You know, enjoy the rest of the day, and we will certainly catch up with you here this afternoon. Also, I know that he has still got a contest underway right now with Jeffrey Scott. We did have our contest that we closed out yesterday, and got to thank Miss Emily for winning that contest. And we want to thank all you Making 8 Maniacs out there who actually sent out the answers, which was the who were the original founding members of the PBR. So we sure do appreciate you guys taking part of that. We've got some great prizes in store for you coming up at or coming to you in 2011. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Making 8 for that. Make sure to stay tuned with PBR Get Tough, Cowboy Dave. That's right. He's the one that is providing a lot of these gifts out there, him as well as Cody at PBR News for You. So you guys make sure to go follow him on Twitter and Facebook as well. We're just starting to wind things down there, Making 8 Maniacs. I think we're going to go ahead and shut things down for the day. We have got some phone calls to make. We got to get some things lined up here for the rest of the week. But I can tell you that we're going to have some great gifts, so you guys better make sure to get a grip with Making 8. And until tomorrow, as of right now, we do plan on having our lunch hour rodeo show right here, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, as always. So until then, they're Making 8 Maniacs. How about we close things out today with a little bit of Bull Hand from none other than Luke Kaufman. That's right, the Zebra Announcer of the Year. And you guys make sure to go follow him as well. He's got another album going to be coming at you before too long. You can bet on it. So we're going to wind things down. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Until tomorrow, get a grip.
Running up the trail to the challenger shows for the field.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.